Bastille with Distorted Light Beam here on The Takeover on Life FM.
That's right. It is Holly and Maz, and joined in the studio by a very special guest, Kelly Kay, naturopath, for this.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly Kay, naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Kelly, welcome back to the studio.
Great to be back.
So good to have you here. Now, this fortnight we are chatting about depression and I guess mental health in general, but the connection between food and mental health. So the nutritional kind of side of things, which is really interesting. So let's just get straight in.
Sure. Yeah, it's not a connection that everyone makes very easily.
No.
But actually, what we put into our mouths has a huge impact on how we think, how we feel. So to start with, I suppose if you think about nutrients as being the building blocks for all those chemicals that are involved in things like serotonin, dopamine, that some, you know, you may have heard about connected with depression, these are all require the building blocks that come from the foods we eat. So the amino acids from the proteins that we eat, and then all the different vitamins and minerals which are required to turn those amino acids into those chemicals. So for just from that point of view, nutrition all of a sudden becomes very, very important.
Yep.
And then not to mention the fact that the brain is a really, really energy-hungry organ. Mm. So the brain will use up 20% of our resting energy.
Wow.
So we require quite a bit of just fuel to keep it going as well.
So even if you're not necessarily, you know, doing anything super physical, but you're studying or you're at work, you're still using a lot of energy because you're using your brain.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And then where I suppose our nutrition can let us down a little bit is if we're not getting enough of those nutrients.
Yeah.
We know now that there's quite a few sort of micronutrients that are linked with depression and other mental health issues if we're not getting enough. So things like vitamin D and B12 and folic acid and magnesium and calcium, all of these are required for good mental health.
Yeah.
And not just our mood, but also our ability to think and learn.
Yep.
And to follow a conversation.
Yep.
You know, the things that we kind of take for granted as well.
Yeah. That everyday brain function.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
So when we're talking about nutrition and depression or mood in general, there are a few aims that we want to achieve in our diet. And one is to reduce inflammation through our diet.
Yep.
The next is to correct any nutrient deficiencies, because that's going to cause us a huge issue.
Yep. Yep.
The next is to stay hydrated, because even mild dehydration will really impact our mood. So we know that when we're even a little bit dehydrated, some of those hormones that can trigger probably more so anxiety than depression increase in the brain. And we know that it can lead to more anxiety and more brain fog.
I didn't know that.
And women are particularly susceptible to this response as well. So. And then there's just the, as I said, brain, super energy hungry organ. So we want to make sure that we're actually eating enough.
Yes.
And having good meals, you know, reasonably regularly.
Okay. So there is a real connection between what we're putting into our bodies and how we're feeling.
Mm.
If someone, obviously what we're saying tonight is not that you can completely eradicate depression through diet necessarily. Mm. And if someone has been diagnosed with depression and they're taking medication for it, we're not saying stop that and start doing this. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying this can be a really good complement, and it can actually just support you just in general. And it's good for your overall health, which I guess from my understanding is what naturopaths try to do anyway, is kind of look at the holistic health of a person.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're trying to delve a little bit deeper and look at, well, what's going on here? What's the cause? Why is this person depressed? And obviously mental health is a super complicated issue. There are lots of different reasons, environmental, situational reasons, that can lead to those issues as well.
Yeah.
But we also want to make sure that those foundational aspects are there, because if you don't have the building blocks to make those chemicals, you're really going to struggle even on medication to actually get a good result.
That's really interesting. Yeah.
So, and you know, if your brain is inflamed, so we know inflammation is a big part of a lot of mental health issues now, then, you know, you're only going to get so far with the other therapies if we don't address that inflammation. So you're right, it's not about saying, you know, oh, throw everything else away and just focus on your diet. Obviously, that's very simplistic and dangerous.
Yeah.
But what it is saying is, let's address all the little aspects. And by doing those things, you'll be in a much better position to reduce those symptoms, but also they can have a protective effect as well.
Yep.
So, you know, when you do have a stressful season or something, you are less, we know now, the research shows us that if you eat a certain way, a healthy diet, lots of colourful fruits and vegetables, lots of oily fish, lots of nuts and seeds and whole grains, that you are less likely to develop ongoing depression or other mental health issues. So,
okay.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to chat a little bit more about the connection between food and, I guess, mental health, but just in general kind of mood and things like that. So how it all kind of connects. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover with Kelly K, naturopath, joining us in the studio. Holly and Maz with you on The Takeover on Life FM. Jordan Felice right now.